Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas demanding a recall referendum against the president. Venezuelans say they are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. Mr. Maduro threatened to imprison opposition leaders if violence breaks out during those marches. So far, they have been peaceful. Brazil's ousted president, Dilma Rousseff, has filed an appeal with the country's Supreme Court, challenging the Senate's decision to remove her from office for breaking budgetary rules. If the court grants the injunction, the Senate trial will be repeated. With Rousseff out of office, Michel Temer will fulfill her term as president until 2018. But as Latin America expert Mark Jones tells VOA, despite Mr. Temer's lofty rhetoric, the nation is deeply divided, mired in recession, and facing a host of challenges.
First, the Brazilian economy is deep in the doldrums. Second, many on the left believe that this was an undemocratic pseudo-coup and are unlikely to accept Temer as the country's legitimate president, engaging in protests and generally trying to obstruct his government's process.
Millions took to the streets across Brazil this year to demand Rousseff's removal less than 2 years after she was reelected. Without Rousseff out in office, the Workers' Party, that has been in power for many years, is gone as well. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted into violence after officials officially announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. This is VOA News.